Hi, good morning. It's the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd on Coast 93.1.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
Now, I thought this was interesting. Shailene Woodley, the actress,
she's
said
pretty.
That she doesn't like when there's movie scenes, when there's like a sex scene in a movie, and they're wearing a bra, because she says it's not at all realistic.
Oh.
And that is something that I've thought about a lot in movies, is that they always seem to be like partially clothed, or they've got the sheets wrapped around this or that.
Yeah.
And it's not really that realistic, right?
But at all.
Then I thought, well, maybe it is for some people. 79 Coast. Anyone willing to admit you prefer to leave a certain item of clothing on?
No. It adds fat rolls where you don't have fat rolls.
What does?
Well, when you
put
a bra on, like, you don't have that clean line, right? And it's like, you know, it's a little pincher. So then it's like a little pinch here, pinch there. No thanks. Like, you know.
I just got a message from Kathy. Oh, my God. I love Kathy. I've worked out with her.
Yeah.
And she says, I was just thinking about that the other day. I would like to leave everything on at this point, or maybe take out my old college graduation robe. But I'd cut off the sleeves because I do have nice arms.
Oh, there you go.
I love that. Yeah, Kathy. She does. She's strong. Yeah.
Oh, good.
But, yeah. Now, Felicia says that she leaves her shirt on.
Huh.
79 Coast, like an item of clothing that you prefer to leave. By the way, thank you, Felicia, for the comment.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye-bye.
I was waiting.
792-6278, an item of clothing that you do prefer to leave on. That's one of those weird things in movies. I mean, there are a lot of weird things in movies. Like, you never see them look for a parking space. They always just
pull right in.
Right? Have you ever seen it in a movie where they go, oh, man, they have to do another loop of the block? No.
Yeah, no, never.
They always found a spot.
Huh.
Yeah. I forget where I saw that. I was reading something the other day. It was like the unrealistic things in movies. You never have to wait for a taxi or a coffee or a phone call. All of a sudden, just happens.
Right.
No one sits there and goes, I wonder if they'll call. They just call.
Oh, look who's calling. It doesn't happen that way.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty crazy.
Time for full-on breakfast before work or school. That happens in movies, but not real life.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yes. Well, that drives
the
me
counter,
crazy.
They pour the OJ. They've got this and that. No
Mom's
one ever does.
Up.
And does anyone ever do the dishes in movies, by the way?
Oh, right.
Right? I mean, I guess now and then in like a drama, they'll be doing the dishes and having a serious conversation. You know?
Sure. Or like right before a murder scene. But literally, like what mom is waking up making pancakes, eggs, sausage, and toast and fresh muffins every morning?
Right.
What?
That's a lot.
I mean, fingers crossed my kid gets something at school in the morning. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
He could be starving till lunchtime.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, they never set a time for things. Characters just know when to meet up. Sorry, I was looking at this list now I've kind of gone off topic. But
yeah, this is great.
79 Coast. Okay, you actually, when you're going to have some intimate time, you prefer to leave an item of clothing on. Now, I get nervous. Wait, by the way, if you'd like to text, it's easier for me to filter that. Oh, someone texted and said, leave my damn bra on.
Hmm.
Okay. If you'd like to text, just make sure the word topic is the first word in your text message and text that to 77,000. Now, do you want to say your name?
No.
Okay.
No.
Now, your comment, don't forget, you know, we're a radio station. We don't have a closed door policy here, so you never know who's listening. So your comment is safe for all ranges of listeners, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
In an intimate moment, things are getting freaky deaky. And
God, there's a time for freaky deaky time. No.
Do you prefer to leave an item of clothing on?
Oh, my word. My shirt, for sure.
You say your shirt on, but nothing else.
Well,
correct.
What about socks?
Well, oh, no.
Never socks. But
never
you
socks.
Shirt on.
No, I've had two kids, so if we can keep a lot of it covered, I prefer that.
Well, that's why
I
it's
bet you're
pitch
not
black.
Alone.
Yeah,
you are not alone there.
I'd be in a full sweatsuit if the lights were on. That's why it is pitch black at night, blackout curtains, not a beam of light.
Right.
And let's be honest, guys don't really care.
They don't.
Right,
no.
They're just happy to be there.
Exactly.
They're just happy to be there.
You know what? Great point. They don't care.
Yeah.
Thank God.
All right. Thanks for calling, shirt lady.
Have a great
day. Bye-bye, you too.
Shirt
Bye.
Lady.
Someone said, oh, my God. Someone else said, I leave my shirt on. Someone said, I leave my socks on. My husband hates it. Okay. And I love this. Someone texted. It's just a funny image. Hold on. Let me just check this other one. I don't leave things on, but if things happen, the rest of the, okay. I do like blankets covering and lights off, but I don't leave clothes on, but I do like the blankets on and the lights off, which can get kind of hot.
Yeah.
You gotta get uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone said I dated a girl years ago that would never take her shirt off. It ended up being an issue for us. Okay. Mm. Someone texted when you were asking if you leave clothes on during, you know, intimacy. And they go, I hate it when a guy leaves his shirt on. It just makes him look like Pooh Bear.
Aww.
All right, honey. Let's turn on some sexy music.
Gotta get up. Gotta get going. Gonna see a friend of mine.
Yeah, you're gonna see a friend of mine.
And he's fuzzy. I love him because he's just Pooh Bear. Winnie the Pooh Bear.
Good morning.
Looking for fun. Chasing some honey.
Yeah, I'm chasing some honey bees.
Oh my God. Chasing some honey.
I'm gonna climb in your honey tree. Okay, I'm not ruining Winnie the Pooh for everybody.